I'm just very proud of this team and as far as their ability to continue to overcome adversity. It hit us at every turn. Hit us again today, you know, and these guys just keep fighting. And unfortunately, you know, we're one play away from getting it done today. So this is what playoff football is all about. You know, we've been playing these kind of games here the last month. You know, the confidence never wavered. But it's a unique bunch. We weren't quite good enough today. With that, I'll take your questions.
I feel like you sort of ran out of players on defense, especially with Mike and Sam going on so early.
Well, it was a challenge. I mean, obviously, we have a number of players, particularly, you know, corners and pass rushers. I mean, that's really what the starting point of probably any defensive scheme, particularly ours. So, yeah, we were definitely stressed. But, you know, the other guys got in there and battled and, you know, lost to Vaughn House here for a little while. And, you know, Andy Malama went out, came back in. So we were definitely challenged there today.
So how did you think the defense did that overall?
We were probably one play away. We were one play not good enough.
How do you think your team did in the explosive plays ratio today? Or what was
your talking about offense?
Yeah.
Offensively, you know, I thought we ran the ball effectively. Didn't get enough mileage out of our action passing game. You know, we had some opportunity, had some primary throws. In those situations that, you know, we didn't get it done. So, you know, the red zone, you know, series, the ability to try to attack the end zone, kick and field goals down there, obviously, factor too. So, you know, we knew we needed to score more than 20 points today, and I didn't get that done.
Can you talk about Kaepernick's runs, scrambles, and most of all the last one when you rushed 6 or 7?
The last one, you know, every gap's filled. We're in an empty pressure call, and it's the right call. And, you know, he gets out to his left. So, obviously, a big play in the game to continue that drive. You know, you're looking for, you know, for potential sack or, you know, ball coming out on time there. So, we did not get it done as far as keeping the quarterback in the pocket.
How much of that last third down you talked about had to do with maybe Malumba being a little slower due to that injury not being able to?
You know, without seeing the video, I can't really comment on it. But Andy played hurt, you know, that whole time. You know, I really, when he was laying on the field, I thought he was done for the evening. So the fact that he was able to get back out there, I think, speaks volumes for him.
Did you work Dayton much outside linebacker, or is this kind of trial by fire?
You know, we have a big nickel group. You know, Dayton's actually played some outside linebacker. And the opponent's stuff. So, you know, he's familiar with that. And, you know, he jumped in there and it was pretty seamless.
Mike, did Vaughn House get close to blocking that last field
goal? Look to me. I haven't seen a replay. I mean, it's pretty close.
Is this a whoever had the ball last kind of game? Is that a fair way to categorize it?
Well, that's usually how these games go down to. You know, it's playoff football and you got to make one more play than your opponent. And, yeah, the team that usually has the ball last wins in the playoffs. So we came up short.
Took you all to get going offensively. I guess what was the story there, and was there anything in particular that got you guys jump started after that?
Well, it's important to always get their first down, and yeah, we didn't get that done on the first third and two call. So you know, I had the sack, but just you know it just took us a play to get in the rhythm, and then you know after that, I thought we moved the ball pretty effectively.
How much does it hurt to lose to the same team again now for a fourth time?
It hurts. Yeah, it hurts.
At the end of the first half, I guess, why did you had to take a had to take a timeout there? I guess what was the issue there? And then I guess B.
We didn't like the play call, so we changed it.
Was there any thought to taking a timeout after the completion? The completion to Jones, rather than you guys hurrying to the line of scrimmage?
No, it's called a transition opportunity. You know, the benefit is definitely to the offense there.
After this last month, I know today disappointment, but what was your message to the team after the game?
I thanked them, proud of them. Unique group, the coach. I don't know if we've had a team work as hard. Young, you know, we had some inexperience that guys had to play probably before they were ready, and they stepped in there and went for it. So. I thought the veteran leadership was very good this year. But, you know, when I think of this team, you know, I just think of the constant adversity that was thrown in front of them. And, really appreciate the way they handle it.
Any idea on Sam and Mike's injuries?
I'm sorry?
Any idea about
you? I have nothing to report on injuries.
Mike, did you try and spy Kaepernick at all, or did you just try to just stay in your lane?
Yeah, we had spy calls in there. Yep.